counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, it's Alex from Mets.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
Hey, this is John from Diamond Ring.
Hello, this is James McHugh from Yolo Tango.
Hi, I'm Shotgun Jimmy.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hey, this is Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It is the Earshot 20, another week, another countdown. Welcome to the show. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined by Brian Cleveland in studio, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The charts are for the week ending April 16th, 2013. It's a big show lined up for you today. Brian's going to let you know first, though, what you'll find if you go to that website.
Well, Anthony, Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 from which we are about to play selections from the top 20 albums over the next 2 hours. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. That's all at earshot-online.com. Going strong since 1999.
Love it. I also like the word weech. I think you've created a new word there. Instead of weech, it's weech.
I feel underdressed today.
Do you? Because I'm in a three-piece suit. I'm suited up.
Apparently, that's where this radio program's headed.
Well, listen, you gotta look good for your fans because you never know when one might pop in. I'm just saying. Maybe they'll fly in. Maybe they'll flock in from everywhere. If you want to get in contact with us, there's a few ways you can do it. Earshot20.
Flock's a verb.
Yes, it is. To flock to something. I will flock to you. I will flock to... I don't know. It is. I'll look it up during the next piece of music. Earshot.
Maybe it is.
Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And you can find us on Twitter @earshot20. If you enjoy any parts of the show and you'd like to download it, you can do so after the show is over. We upload to radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And we post that link to our Facebook page. And you can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. You just go to the iTunes store and search Earshot 20. And it's almost like magic.
It's always up by Monday.
It's up by Monday and
at the latest.
You subscribe and it just kind of goes to your device. It's iTunes, Apple magic. It's a big show lined up for you today. We've got Rishi Dear from Elephant Stone. Going to be talking to him later on in the program. Also, Max Farrell from Damn Ships, a Montreal-based band. And some really cool... I listened to some of their tracks and it's a really cool band. All instrumental stuff, but some... I don't know what... What I consider wonky, you don't necessarily consider wonky, but I think it's kind of wonky, yeah.
Wonky.
I don't know. Sometimes you'll be listening to music.
Your word choice is really questionable.
Sometimes you'll be listening to music and you'll be like, "Oh, that's." I'll be like, "Oh, that's wonky." And
I would say wacky. Sometimes I describe music as wacky.
Wonky is also a word.
Wonky sounds insulting.
I'm flocking to the wonky music. No, it's
like
not
I would
insulting.
Say my tire, like tire on my bike, is wonky, but
no, wobbly.
Wobbly.
Yeah, your tire doesn't get wonky, it gets wobbly. Oh, man.
Also,
off
not
the
sure
rails.
Wonky's a word.
Off the rails. It is a word. I'm looking this stuff up. And Stephen Carlick's going to join us a little later on.
Stay tuned for the next section of the radio show, which will be dictionary.
Yeah, that's a new segment. New segment.
Looking things up in the dictionary.
Stephen Carlick from Exclaim will join us to give us the Earshot Entertainment 411. So that's all coming up. And of course, interspersed in there as well, we're going to have the top 20 countdown. Interspersed, is that a word?
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go. See, one out of three ain't bad. And we'll start now. We'll get right into it. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the number 20 spot.
All right. Rising up to number 20 from number 28 for the first time of the program. It is a selection from Gianna Lauren's latest EP called On Personhood. And you're going to hear a track called Thread. And just as a preview, we are going to be talking to Gianna next week on the program. She just finished a tour across the East Coast of Canada and is now back in her living situation in Halifax. I shouldn't say hometown because she's not from Halifax. So stay tuned for that next week. At number 19, you're going to hear All Her Colors by Pick a Piper from the self-titled debut album from that artist. And that is rising from number 48 and dropping two spots. Number 18 this week is Waves. And from their latest Afraid of Heights, you're going to hear That's On Me.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
We're at our ropes and stitches to mend. I've got a lot of thread. I've got a lot of thread. Mark and
Shot 20. Number 19.
The
Earshot 20. Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was That's On Me by Waves from their latest album, Afraid of Heights, at number 18, Dan, from 16. And two albums on the program for the first time at number 19. Up from 48, you heard Pick a Piper, and from their self-titled debut, All Her Colors, and Thread by Jana Lauren at number 20. Up from 28 from her new EP, On Personhood.
All right, we're going to move right along into the next set of music. And coming up, we will have our interview with Rishi Dear from Elephant Stone. Also, you'll hear from Stephen Exclaim. Stephen
Is that
Karlick.
His new name?
Yeah, Stephen Exclaim. Stephen Karlick from Exclaim for your Entertainment 411. Stay tuned for that.
All right, you're going to hear The Saddest Music in the World by Wood Pigeon from their latest Thumbtacks and Glue at number 17, down from 9. And rising two spots, number 16, is Chelsea Light Moving. And from their self-titled debut, you're going to hear Communist Eyes.
I hope this song isn't too sad. Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
The sad. loudest music in the world. Listening.
Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
I can't.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Communist Eyes by Chelsea Light, moving sitting at number 16, up from 18 this week from their self-titled debut record. Before that, you heard The Saddest Music in the World by Woodpigeon from their latest, which is entitled Thumbtacks and Glue. That's at number 17, down from 9.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, and now we're going to catch up with Rishi Dhir of Elephant Stone, a Montreal-based psych band. They are on tour right now, and they're promoting their newest self-titled album. Rishi, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you very much.
Your self-titled record, which was recently released, follows the release of your full-length and an EP. What's different about this album?
I guess the biggest difference of this record was that it was recorded live as a band. The first two releases were pretty much not bedroom recordings for me, but it was like me with my friends. So I basically went to the studio and I brought in some friends who recorded, whereas this record, it was like I'd bring the songs to Gab and then we'd work on the songs together and then bring it to the band and then record. And then, yeah, it was pretty much built up as a band, and when we recorded all live. So it's much more of a live rock and roll record in some ways.
And your beginning works were very rooted in psych and rock, but this album is said to be have more of a pop vibe. Was that a conscious decision that you made to make that move, or was it more of an unintentional but pleasant surprise?
Yeah, it was more like a pleasant surprise in some ways. Well, because my forte is pop songs. Really, like, I've been doing this, like, my old band, The Hideout House and Death, and like, it's always been about pop music. And, you know, and psychedelia is just something that's so tightly interwoven with pop music, with the Beatles and Pink Floyd and, I don't know, Blur and stuff like that. So, and it just worked out that this one, I don't know, I thought I found a good balance with this record than with the past ones.
So where does the inspiration come, or the influence come from, for the songs that you write and the music that you record? Where do you draw that influence and inspiration?
I don't know. It's not like I create the songs. It's like I'm channeling something in some ways. Like if something comes to me, and then you don't really have control on where the song's gonna go. It's just like it kind of writes itself. Usually, I find. And if I try too hard, usually it's not a good song.
Would you say that influences come from just external factors, things that are going on in your life, things that are happening with the band sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, external circumstances definitely play a huge role. And I mean, the past year, I was touring with the Black Angels. And I think that was the biggest thing for me, just touring with the Black Angels. Like, we played all these big festivals, and I got to see all these amazing bands, and so definitely that rubbed off a bit on this new record.
Very cool. And you're on tour right now in the U.S. How is that going for the band?
Oh, it's going great. The crowd reaction has been great. We're supporting the Black Angels on this tour, and we're playing with a great band from California called the Alalas. So it's like a pretty eclectic mix of music, and the crowds have been really, really positive.
So now that you're on tour, you guys, that'll be coming to an end at some point and things will start to settle down. What can people expect from Elephant Stone after all of the dust settles from this album?
From this album? Well, I have ideas for new songs for the new record. I guess we'll start working on that in the summer. And then we're also talking about North American tour in the fall. So I guess we're planning for that.
Very cool. All right, Rishi, thanks for chatting.
Thank you very much.
And in an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is Elephant Stone on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20 Extra.
I did not know how to follow my soul. Baby, hold on tight. Baby, hold on tight. Baby, hold on tight.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15.
It's the Earshot 20.
You just heard Sentimentalists by The Burning Hell from their latest record, which is called People. That's at number 14 back into the program, up from 23. And sitting still at 15 was Boats from their latest, their third album, A Fairway Full of Miners. You heard Advice on, what is that word? Bioluminescent Bears?
It wasn't my, it's not poor writing. I just.
Bioluminescent Bears.
Oh, well. Sounds like something that glows in the dark.
Sure.
And before that, we heard from Rishi Deer from Elephant Stone, and we thank him very much for taking the time to chat with us. And Brian will tell you what you heard from Elephant Stone.
Yeah, you heard Hold On To Your Soul, which is from their self-titled latest record, not their debut record. You know, bands every once in a while, they it's a thing that seems to happen rarely,
like to
but sometimes that... You know, more often than not, bands will put out their self-titled record as their debut, but sometimes you put out a few and then you decide, let's call this after ourselves. And that's what they did. They're at number 40 this week, rising one spot. They were in the top 20 for quite a while, but they are quite busy down in South by Southwest and lots of other things. So we're happy to have had them on the program this week after trying for a little while.
Yeah, still making their way around the States. And yeah, again, thanks to Rishi. And it, like you said, it's a bit of a different sound, but they're quite happy with that album. Facebook.com/earshot20. That's our home on Facebook. Check us out there. And also check out Exclaim. And here comes the Entertainment 411.
Entertainment 411.
It is that time. It's the Entertainment 411, and reporting for Exclaim, here's Stephen Karlick.
Stephen Karlick here from Exclaim with the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week. First up is Jay-Z, who addressed controversy about him being in Cuba with Beyonce. He tuned into CNN in hopes of hearing an update on the North Korean missile threat, and instead saw footage of himself strolling Havana streets. So he took to a New York City studio to record Open Letter, a track produced by Timbaland and Swizz Beatz, which finds him taking aim at CNN, the Brooklyn Nets, and general detractors, saying that he would have bought the Nets to Brooklyn for free, except I made millions off you effing dweebs. Toronto garage rock outfit Hooded Fang have announced plans to issue a new LP titled Graves. It'll come out on May 28th in Canada through Daps Records and on Full Time Hobby in the US and UK. A press release calls the album spontaneous, lively, heavily splintered guitar, but it also has flavors of 60s Tropicalia, Psychedelia, the Blues, and more. A lead single off the album is self-titled, Graves. More controversy this past week with Jay Paul, whose new album, which had excited fans, was taken down off of his Bandcamp after it had appeared just a day earlier. The artist, who became famous for songs like BTSTU and Jasmine, took down the album, saying that it was put up there illegally. He tweeted, "To confirm, demos on Bandcamp were not uploaded by me. This is not my debut album. Please don't buy. Statement to follow later. Thanks, Jay." It's unclear at this point whether he'll re-release the album or whether the album was even his to begin with, but we've got our ears to the ground. In new releases this week, Flaming Lips' new album, The Terror, is out. The Terror, Coin wrote in a blog on his website, was, "We know now that even without love, life goes on. We just go on. There is no mercy killing." Accordingly, the album is very dark and futuristic, almost Kraftwerkian in its churning, garbled radio transmission-esque sound. It's got a technological, futuristic feeling that looms ominously over Coin's gentle tenor throughout, making him sound even more small and human by contrast. It's a beguiling record, as beautiful as it is frightening. Toronto outfit Adonis Adonis have released a new EP titled Better. It's the follow-up to their 2011 full-length Hollandaise, and features more slinky bass lines and dry drum machine beats, aside from their usual surf rock-inspired tracks and plenty of noise. The first single from it was titled Better, and a follow-up single is titled Intelligence. For more of the latest news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. But first, listen to our song pick this week, which is Adonis Adonis' Better, with a popping bass line and intelligent melody. It's one of our favorites this week.
Extra.
Extra.
It's Earshot 20.
That was Better by Odonis Adonis.
Thank you very much to Stephen Karlick for that track this week and for the Entertainment 411. And remember, if you want to check out more from Exclaim, it's as easy as this, exclaim.ca. And you can find all the information there and check out Exclaim on newsstands every month in your area. You can go find them. It would be a big treasure hunt for you.
I got the new issue today.
And were you not more than impressed?
Sure, yeah. I don't know. I like Exclaim.
You're the man, Brian. You're the man. Okay, a few more tracks to bring you before the top of the hour, and that will round out the first 10. Then we come back with the top 10 and also a few other surprises in there as well. Another interview coming up in the second hour of the program. But first, we've got to get through this hour, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up to round it out.
All right, you're going to hear starting off this set of three at number 13, sitting still, is Youth Lagoon. And from the album Wondrous Bughouse, you're going to hear a track called Dropla.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Remember her name.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And I'm not quite sure how to say this word because Anthony misspelled it.
It is I-N-G.
I had to call you because more you look like a fool than me.
Well, I only mixed up two letters.
That was a track called Ingenue by Atoms for Peace.
And that's
from their debut record, Amok, which is at number 11, sitting still in that spot this week. Before that, you heard Hayden with a track called Rainy Saturday. And that is from his new album, Us Alone, at number 12 from up from 14. And sitting still at number 13 was Youth Lagoon and a track from their latest Wondrous Bug House called Dropla.
So I had in a June, whatever.
Oh my.
It's the Earshot 20. That rounds out the first 10. Again, thanks to Rishi Deer from Elephant Stone for talking with us and Stephen Karlick for the Entertainment 411. If you're just tuning in, we are counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. We broadcast live from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. And then we send out for syndication across the nation. And Brian is going to read you some of the names of stations that are carrying the show as a thank you for picking up the broadcast.
Yeah, you might be listening to us on Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CKUW also in Winnipeg of Manitoba, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, out of Fredericton, New Brunswick, CHSR, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Quartz Community Radio in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and Kootenai Co-op Radio.
No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in. Stay tuned. There's more Earshot on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.